9, and every couple of weeks I get to speak to the Brentwood Care Centre, and I'm joined on the line by Tori Sabarton, who's the General Manager at the Brentwood Care Centre. Are you there?
I am, hello.
And it's very nice to hear your voice sounding normal.
I was a bit croaky last time, wasn't I?
Just
I've got over myself now, I'm all good.
Just a bit. I'm still getting used to the new surname.
But, you know, it takes a while, for me too, to be fair.
Yes, because you've just recently married.
I did.
Congratulations. Still honeymoon.
Very much so, yeah.
Lucky you. Now, Brentwood Care Centre, let's talk about sunflowers.
Yeah, so I think, you know, most people, in fact, I don't know anybody who doesn't know about the very sad events that are happening in Ukraine. And we have a member of staff here who is Ukrainian and going through a really difficult time. Just emotionally, and some of her family, her parents are still in Ukraine, so we obviously are supporting her as much as we can. And my dad, John, who is a very active person, he came up with a really, really lovely idea of using sunflowers. Sunflower is the national flower of Ukraine. And my dad, John, along with my son, Finley, are going to be planting sunflowers. And we are going to not sell them formally, but just ask for a donation for somebody to come and take a sunflower. So they will be available in the next couple of weeks. But if anybody wants to pop down, and sunflowers are great for kids.
Yeah.
Because they they grow really quickly. But they're the most beautiful and amazing flowers to watch develop. So if you've got children and you want to have a bit of competition in your family, then please come down and buy one of our little potted sunflowers and donate to a very, very good cause. And the money that we raise is obviously going to go to a Ukraine charity, so a charity that's actively working in the Ukraine currently, helping and supporting people out there. So a very worthwhile cause. And as I say, the sunflowers will be with us, hopefully, in the next 2 weeks. So next time I'm back on, I'll be telling you that they're here.
Excellent. And also, Tori, you must get a lot of memories from the residents there who were obviously in World War II.
Yes, amazingly so. And it's been a very thought-provoking week, really. There's lots of people that are, you know, harbouring memories of war and evacuation and things that they did to keep safe. Certainly those people that are watching the news on the TV, seeing people in undergrounds and subways and things, kind of reminiscing about what the war was like for them. So it's been an emotional week, but a very positive week too. And I think, you know, certainly from the people that we support here through our staff team, all supporting one another, we all know somebody who has been affected by this war in some way. And it does make you think a lot about your family and your friends. So we're doing a lot of work with the residents and currently just explaining to them what's going on and what we're doing to help.
Now, you've got a seminar coming up and you've also got filming coming up.
The filming is happening today. I'm getting out of my bit by being here with you, which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've decided, you know, the pandemic has changed many, many things. And I guess one of the things that has changed is our ability to meet with people and just to share kind of knowledge and skills and perspective on people that are living with dementia and the challenges that sometimes they face and mostly that their families face. So we are today in the midst of filming a wee video around dementia care and what dementia care looks like here at Brentwood Care Centre. So we have lots of families coming in to talk to us to provide their perspective. There's lots of stars from our, obviously, people we support and certainly from the staff team here. But it does talk about all of the things that people may not know around the interactive and the technology side of dementia care. So people will be able to see that. Now, I'm hoping that the film, as I say, it's been recorded today, will be released in the next couple of weeks. So please watch out on our Facebook page, because that's where it will be shown, and certainly across the website too. And then we have a dementia seminar coming up. So myself and Emma Hewitt, who is the head of dementia care and development within RCH, we held probably about 6 months ago a dementia seminar, which was for families of people that were living here just to talk through dementia, what that means, what that can mean, what changes there are, and how dementia sort of manifests, and certainly how we can look after people better. And we've decided that, you know, hopefully the restrictions are lessening for care homes now, as they are in the wider public, that we will be able to meet with people. So we've set a seminar, which is on the 25th of March, and it's at 6:30 p.m. And anybody can sign up for it. There's a sign-up page on our Facebook page, so people can go there. And if you want to come along, and it's not a formal seminar, there's lots of chatting, lots of questions that we can answer, hopefully. And it's just a general gathering and some support to those people who may be having a tough time, and we can share our experience and our learning. So we're hoping that as many people can come to that as possible. I do have to say, something really exciting is going to happen.
Oh.
I know. I feel a little bit like the little whisperer. So I'm going to leave you with this. We're going to have some babies.
Really?
We are.
So, it's a miracle.
It is. Yeah, not me personally. Please don't worry, Daniel. So, yes, all will be revealed tonight on our Facebook page at 7 o'clock. But we're going to have some babies.
Oh, do you know what? I've got a feeling I know what this is. I'm not going to say, but I've got a feeling I know.
Very exciting.
Oh. There we go. You'll find out more if you check out the Facebook page. If you go and have a look at Brentwood Care Centre, you can find out loads about the girls and boys and all of the lovely people, residents that you've got there. And also if you go to RCH Care Homes, you can have a look there and click on the link for Brentwood, and you can find out all the facilities as well. So we'll be chatting again in another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Lovely.
That's fun.
Enjoy the babies.
We will.
Lovely to talk to you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.